A Week Without You, narrated by Savannah Scarlett, narrated for Capedo in collaboration with Saga. Typical that she's about to start her period just as we're setting off on such a nice trip, he thinks, putting the car into gear to set off from the motel in Vågslid. They're all set for a great weekend, of course, and everything is in place for a few romantic evenings, finally with some time to themselves. It had taken a bit of planning and arranging to make sure that they both got onto the same course, but they had both really needed a few stolen days together. And they've had a wonderful weekend, but not really as romantic as he'd cautiously dared hope beforehand. His thoughts keep coming back to the same thing. Well, at least I'll be able to lie naked under the duvet with you when we get back, he ventures carefully. And she replies after barely a moment to consider the matter. Well, maybe. He ponders a little on the hidden meaning in her answer and turns the conversation back to everyday things. They pass somewhat, and the conversation peters out. She is lying back, dozing in the seat next to him in her pretty new dress. And he can't resist a bit of fantasizing about how gorgeous she is and how amazingly passionate she is in bed when they come at the same time. But that tends to be when she's in a different phase of her cycle. However, a plan starts to form in his head. Why not try a surprise attack for once? When they arrive in Hvaldsmo, he turns into a car park and answers her questioning look by saying that he has a vital errand to run. Before she can say anything, he slams the door and dashes towards the toilet. After this errand, which really was necessary, he detours over to the magazine rack, picks up the latest edition of Cupido, pays for it, and goes out to the car. Here, I wondered if you might want something interesting to read. Just to pass the time, he says, feigning a casual tone as he tosses the magazine into the car. Wow, he hears from his co-passenger, and then things go quiet. Mostly because neither of them have any idea what to say. He tensely watches her out of the corner of his eye as she sits there looking at the cover, with its tender yet actually pretty hot picture of the act of love. And damn it, if she doesn't open the magazine and start reading intently, she studies the somewhat stylized portraits dotted through the magazine. Look at this one. That's not bad, she says, showing him a photo of a bellboy getting the same treatment as Clinton got in Monica Gate, while the girl bending down reveals a glimpse of her bare pussy, which is practically gaping open.